The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." Almighty God, thank you for walking with us through the challenges of this week. Your promise to go before us fills our hearts with hope and assurance. We lift up to you this morning the families of those who died in the plane and helicopter crash in Washington, D.C. We ask that you would comfort them during this time of loss. As we return to our families and communities this weekend, may your presence continue to guide and sustain us. Keep us steadfast in our purpose and strengthen us for the tasks ahead. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 12th day.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask for unanimous consent that members of the Missouri State Highway Patrol be allowed to enter the chamber with sidearms.
Right. Seeing no objection, the members of the Highway Patrol are allowed to come. Into the chamber. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I'd like permission to introduce a very special guest.
Look forward to hearing their introduction.
Mr. President, to your right and my left, we actually have Laura Collins here from Bell City. She actually resides in the district for the senator from the 27th, but she farms in my district and knows where the better district is. So anyway, I'd like the body. She's a farm. I'd like to welcome her to the Senate.
Please welcome her to the Senate chamber. Senator, please proceed.
Mr. President, may I introduce some other special guests?
Yes.
It's great to have some members of the Highway Patrol with us today, down in the chamber as in the upper gallery. And I don't want to pick on anybody, but a good friend of mine, Major Ben Jones, glad to have him here. He lives in my district, and thank you all for everything you do.
Please welcome our members of the Highway Patrol. The order of business is introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
President, could I have a moment of personal privilege?
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Please proceed.
Thank
Senator
you, President.
From Cole is going to is trying to speak. Please keep it down in the gallery.
Thank you. It's my distinct pleasure to recognize one of my favorite constituents, Adrian Krause, former Secretary of the Senate and current Senate researcher for years of service to the Missouri Senate in celebration of her retirement tomorrow. She received her law degree from St. Louis University and her undergraduate degree in history, politics, and law from Webster University in St. Louis. She first worked for the Missouri Attorney General's office for 5 years as Assistant Attorney General in the Criminal Division, arguing before the Missouri Supreme Court for 10 occasions and handling 6 capital murder cases. She began working for the Senate Research as a staff attorney in 2005 and promoted to Assistant Director in 2012, and she spent the previous 8 legislative sessions as an attorney, staffing committees, and drafting legislation. She was elected as the Secretary of our Senate from January 7th of 2015 and served until January 1st, 2023, which she returned to Senate Research. Adrian, from the whole Senate, thank you so much for your hard work, for all the 20 years of service that you've been here. Public servants like you are the reason this body is so functional. Staying up and pulling all-nighters with us, we really appreciate that. And so we're grateful for your service to the body, but also the service to the state. And so the whole Senate, the Senate staff, everybody wants to congratulate you and wish you best wishes to your husband and Brian Sanzetti.
Well done, Senator. Thank you, Adrian. Next order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution, no explanation needed.
Please send a resolution forward. Senator, some clarification. Is that a joint resolution or is that a...
It is a joint resolution.
Please read the bill or joint resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 57, offered by Senator Fitzwater, a joint resolution relating to gender.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 2 bills. No explanation needed at this time.
All right, please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 657, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to banking institutions that secure the deposit of public funds.
Madam Secretary, could you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 658, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to the taxation of estates and trusts.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 659, offered by Senator Weber, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for food.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Please send the bills forward. Would you like to explain the bills?
Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 660, offered by Senator Williams, an act relating to a judgment of dissolution of marriage or legal separation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 661, offered by Senator Williams, an act relating to the admissibility of evidence of a defendant's creative or artistic expression.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments, and I am sending that forward. A list of the appointees have been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send the committee reports forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the committee report in one motion and to roll all the nominees together.
Senator from Lawrence.
I'd like to request that Sean Cornelius be removed from that slate and voted on independently.
All right. The senator from Lawrence has moved that the committee report on Sean Cornelius as a member of the State Milk Board be voted separately.
I have five members standing. Mr. President, I'd like to request a roll call.
All right. Let's first vote on this, whether he be removed from the current. All right.
Okay.
All right, the senator from Platt. But I've been indicated that there is no vote needed on the committee report removing him as a member of the state milk board. We'll go back to the senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the remaining gubernatorial appointments in one motion.
You've heard the request of the senator from Platt. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the remaining committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the remaining appointees.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Platt, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt has moved that the remaining committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to set appointments. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes have it. The remaining committee report has been adopted. Senator from Livingston.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee report on Sean Cornelius as a member of the State Milk Board be adopted and the Senate give its advice and consent on this appointment.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Livingston. Senator from Lawrence.
If I have five members standing with me, I'd like to request a roll call.
Senator, I only see three members standing.
Well, I guess that tells a tale, doesn't it, Mr. President?
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, does any other senator desire to be heard? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion by the... I think he has closed, hasn't he? All right, have you closed, Senator from Platt? You're recognized to close. Our senator from Livingston.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, now we've heard the motion. All right. All those in favor of the motion by the senator from Livingston, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. All those opposed, please say no. All right. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The remaining committee report has been adopted. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, February 3rd at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, February 3rd at 4 p.m.